Some days are terrible, you wish that you were dead. And some days are magical, like great banana bread. Someday we'll be friends with the voices in our heads. The voices in our heads.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Voices in Our Heads. We have a very special guest here. I am here with stand-up comedian Katie Blunt, but you also have a lot of other titles. And they are, and if they're woo woo up my alley.
Holy, yeah, they are.
Holy crap. So, sound healing?
Yes. A sound therapist. I'm a certified meditation instructor. Cool. I'm certified in Reiki level 2, which means I can do Reiki at a distance. And
like over Zoom?
Yeah, yeah, over Zoom.
Do you do like appointments?
Or not students. I've had clients in different countries and stuff. Yeah, I do appointments.
Oh, okay, good to know.
Yeah. And I'm not really like actively soliciting clients right now. But I'm happy to, you know,
I mean, with this audience, if you want to shout out where to contact you, they will probably do it.
If you DM me on Instagram, you can always book a session. I'm not like actively, I have so many different income streams that the psychic reading stuff doesn't contribute too significantly to things, but
that's kind of amazing though, because you're doing it to do it, like you're doing it for the art, as they say. So that's cool. So I'll put your Instagram handle in the description of this episode.
Perfect.
So if you're driving, don't worry, boo, I got you, just come in later and click her handle. So how did you discover that you had these abilities?
So it's like this is a crazy insane story.
Yes.
So I was born again in the South.
You're a survivor.
In Georgia.
Oh.
And it's not my family. It was like, I don't even know how to describe the events that led to this, but I was driving a friend's mom to a baseball game and we went to church and I got baptized in the church.
Did you mean to get baptized? You intended? Or
yeah,
they're just like, well, wow, you're here.
It happened. But then I found out later that because I'd already been baptized, I'm basically a heretic.
What's that mean? What's that?
I don't know. I went to a priest. I went to like confession and I told him the story because I was like, I was so lost. I was like, I don't understand what's going on with me right now. And I haven't told this to anyone.
Yeah, I'm so honored.
Okay, yeah, but basically he said that I was a heretic and that if this were a different time, I'd be burned at the stake.
Hell yeah. Yes. My God, I've been told I've been burned at the stake in a past life.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like, okay. Love that for me. Love that for me.
That's so funny. But yeah, so anyway, I got baptized. And when I got baptized, I started getting like stigmata, like this piercing sensation in my hands.
Mm.
And I started feeling these like, I don't know, like weird, like electricity all over my body and stuff like that. So I got committed to a mental hospital for psychosomatic hallucinations. They said that I was psychotic.
And would you deem yourself as psychotic looking back?
Honestly, it's such like a confusing time. I was so confused by everything that was going on.
I feel like where you were in the South and the community you were kind of immersed in, any type of any supernatural, anything, you're psychotic. I mean, that's the modern day Salem witch.
Yeah. I mean, it was such a weird thing. So, but at any rate, I was in and out of hospitals for like 5 months. I did get to a place where I was really depressed and I like couldn't move. Like I was so sad about things. I was on a lot of different medication. And so I wound up having shock treatments.
Whoa.
I got like electroconvulsive therapy.
They still did that. What year was this?
It was 2007, I think.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
I'm like, 1952.
Honestly, it actually helped me a lot. And I think the way that it was done, it was very like safe. I wasn't awake for it. You know, it's like they put you under general amnesia They put you under general anesthesia and there are amnesia is a side effect of it.
Oh, okay.
And there's anterograde amnesia and retrograde amnesia. So I forgot things in both directions, which is why it's a little hard for me to say exactly what the events were that led up to it. Because it kind of like they literally ran current through my brain.
I remember my mom ages ago got this machine. I forget what it's called. I remember I talked about it on Joe Rogan and then the guy called me and said their stock went up and he gave me a free one. But it's this headband with two sponges that you wet that's connected to this machine and you put it on your temporal lobes under the headband and it sends electrical impulses to your lobes and it helps with depression. So I imagine
that's cool.
You just got like a diesel version of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It did. I think it did help me a lot. I did feel like I kind of snapped out of something afterwards. But cool. I also, when they came back and asked me if I was having those sensations, I lied. And I was like, I'm good. They're gone. You know, I don't have anything. So 12 years pass.
And when you say sensations, you mean the electric sensations?
Yeah. Well, it's all over my body, different, like sort of almost like sometimes it's pins and needles. Sometimes it's just like acute little pains and things like that. I can't really describe it. But I just was like, let me just pretend this isn't happening and I'll be fine. 12 years of having the sensations all over and just thinking I'm like a little crazy. And then I worked with a medium, with somebody who had those kinds of abilities. And she did this work with me, like this thing with me revisiting myself as a child or something and mm-hmm. putting my arms around myself as a little girl. And I remember feeling the sensation all over my body. And then she goes, oh, you felt that? And I was like, wait,
did you feel that?
Somebody else can see it too.
Whoa.
So that's I realized that those things I had been feeling, she was like, oh, that's your energy field.
Wow.
You're basically, that's just your energy field. And so I worked with her and I got, I feel like she just helped me process a lot of emotional issues, like, I don't know, traumatic stuff.
Well, and that's the blockages for your abilities and just for your cognitive function and self-efficacy.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, it really fucks a motherfucker up.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, from in a more woo-woo sense, there's this idea that anytime that you encounter a situation that you deem unacceptable, or even an emotion that you're having that you deem unacceptable, your soul splinters a little bit.
Oh, no.
And then that fragmentation.
Shit, I'm all over the place.
But that fragmentation makes it really hard for you to see clearly the next time you encounter something similar to that original trauma, which
right.
is why it's so hard to... Sometimes it's hard to communicate when people get frustrated. Sometimes it's hard to, it's just hard
Your
to
thinking
see.
Thinking brain goes offline.
Yeah, it's hard to see the situation clearly. And so I feel like working with her, I got a lot of, I think of it as like this integration of myself mm-hmm. kind of. And then I got this poetry fellowship. I went and wrote poetry on Martha's Vineyard for a week.
Beautiful.
With a bunch of women.
Wow.
So I just started doing like these Healy things on them. I was trying to do this thing by Joe Perlman. Have you heard of him?
That sounds familiar, but nothing's coming to mind other than that sounds familiar.
Okay. He does this thing where it's like he'll pass his hand over you. And then when you experience it, you gain the ability to do it with other people. So I was doing that thinking I was like helping people with their energy field. But then I realized when I would pass my hand over people, I'd be like, do you have pain in your right ankle or do you have hip issues? Like I would feel in my body, mapped on my body, issues in their body.
Wait, that's medical mediumship.
Yeah.
Cool. So- medical mediumship. I am such a fan of medical mediumship because I think it's the answer to the healthcare crisis. And I know that for somebody who especially doesn't believe in woo-woo stuff, that's such a far out there concept. But then to you guys, I say, oh, so our current system's doing well?
I do think it would be cool if there were like teams that could work together.
Yes. You know? Like a doctor with medical mediums.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
To be like, oh, let's. And that was when I was working a lot with private clients. I was really a good adjunct for psychotherapy because I would be like, I'm not a therapist, but I'd be like, oh, the issue you're experiencing is because of this thing you saw when you were 5 years old.
Whoa.
And sometimes it would take them a minute to even remember what I was talking about. And
right.
then I'd be like, all right, you can explore that with the therapist and save yourself some time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because a lot of our medical issues are trapped emotions.
Mm.
It's so common. And I wish that the Western medicine or Eastern medicine, I guess, Western would get on board with that because
I mean are they not I feel like there's definitely more open-mindedness about it, and it's also like I think it's demonstrated in the way people spend their money. I think that like look at it in a more capitalist perspective, I think the alternative medicine has become its own market increasingly over the years.
That's exciting.
And as that blossoms, I feel like we as a society will pay more attention to it.
I hope.
Even acupuncture is now, insurable.
So. Ooh, that's great. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. I watch a lot of near-death experience videos online.
Oh, wow.
On YouTube. I've watched like thousands of them. And a lot of them talk about that they when they medically die, they're given all this information and most of it they don't remember when they wake up, but some mm-hmm. of it they do. And so many people have said we are on, and astrologers would agree, that we're on the precipice. We're in a huge turning point where all the corrupt systems are getting exposed, all the corrupt people are being exposed. So it feels like everything's falling apart, but really we're just shining light on the places that need to be, that it needs to shine on.
Yeah.
And we're coming into a new, you know, consciousness.
Yeah, I think that's true. I definitely agree with that.
And can you use your medical medium abilities on you?
You know, that's such an interesting question. I think that there's a part of me that doubts sometimes perceiving with myself.
Yeah.
And then, so I do work with somebody sometimes to just like get clarity on stuff. And,
yeah. That's so cool.
And also to like clean me up.
Yeah. Cause you need like a therapist needs a therapist, a psychic needs a psychic, you know, like you need your own support system. It's so interesting. Cause I met you at the Stand Comedy Club. Yeah. I was there with my friend who, also comedian Haley Dersher. And I saw you, I'd never met you before. I'd never heard of you. And, I was like, we met. I don't know why I said hi. Or no, you said hi to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we left, I was like,
I recognized you.
And we left, right. And then, because you listen to the podcast, The Guys Who Fucked or something.
Yeah, I follow you on Instagram. And so I love all your stuff. All the content that you put out.
Woo woo attracts woo woo. But I remember when we were going to leave, I was like, I stopped myself. And I'm like, no, I need to like talk to her. I need to for some reason. And I don't usually get those hits. And one of the things I've learned over the years that I'm so excited to have already grasped, because I think so many people miss the mark with this. Intuition is so subtle.
Mm.
It's a whisper. It's very, and we have so many loud voices in our heads and loud things, you know, distracting our five senses that we often don't listen to those intuitive notions. So I had this like intuitive hit to go, you need to talk to her. And then, yeah. And that's how you landed here. So I'm so happy that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to get a reading.
Sure. Yeah, I can definitely do that.
I do have a medical question, but I can ask that later.
Let me see if I pick up on it first.
Yeah.
So while I'm reading you, all you need to do is relax. I'm going to kind of change my position a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Just sit in a slightly more aligned position. And I like to kind of, I'm going to connect my own. It's kind of connecting my own energy first. One sec.
Cool.
I'm so sorry. I'm actually going to move around a little bit.
Sure.
I'm going to face you.
Okay.
And I want you to not face me, actually.
Got it.
So there's this thing that happens sometimes when people know that their energy is being read, that there's like defensive reactions. And it's not like, it's not necessary. Sometimes it's like
subconscious
need or longing or, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I want to connect or, but it can make it hard for me to see.
Got you.
So I'm just going to. Okay. So, we can do like a number of these, but the first thing I picked up is that there was a bit of guarding around your heart that had to do with, there was something that happened to you when you were a little girl, I think around 5, where you were like trapped underwater. Did you ever have like a...
Wow. Yes. So, yes, there was a friend in my neighborhood, Callie, who had a pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting you brought that up. I remember this very clearly. And I was probably around 5. That would make sense. Mm-hmm. Where she held my head underwater, like kind of playfully.
Oh.
But I thought I was suffocating. And
yeah,
I thought I was going to die.
Breathe.
And I was like, that was the first time to my knowledge that I was like, that, what just happened? Like I was very jolted from that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have, I guess it makes sense that would create a block that I'm still experiencing. But yeah.
What's interesting is I think it affected your lungs. Like it literally affected your lungs and your heart center.
Oh.
And so there's a guardedness around your heart that's derived from that experience.
Oh, how do you remove that?
You want me to check in and see what I can?
Sure.
I can
find? Okay. Hell yeah.
Let me see. Mirror work is what I picked up, which I don't even know exactly what that is, but we could probably look it up on Google.
Yeah, I've heard of mirror work.
Oh, like you have
staring at
it?
Yourself in front of a mirror and staring into your own eyes.
Yeah,
I believe that's the joke.
Honestly, I don't. That was just like the phrase that came into my head was mirror work, and then I saw a bunch of mirrors. And
I had a lot of mirrors in my home, a lot, just so you could see the view is expanded, and to make my apartment feel bigger. But I often sit in front of my hallway mirror, which is like a floor to ceiling one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do some meditation while looking into my own eyes.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, from my experience with meditation being certified as a meditation instructor, I remember them saying there is something you could do with meditation, with mirror work, but that you have to be careful with not doing it too much because it can make you kind of lose touch with reality a little bit or something.
Ooh, don't need any more of that. Don't need any more of that. Okay.
But I think there's something about really looking at yourself and feeling love for yourself and allowing that, you know, to clear some of that stuff.
Okay.
Can I check in again and see if there's anything else?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I don't have health insurance. Go.
Okay. Let me see. I got that the color blue is really helpful. It'll like the color blue, wearing it, having it in your house, having blue flowers, blue, everything is good for you. It's like good for your spirit. Let me see if there's anything else. And caring for your dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's obviously I love heart chakra opening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've been told by my psychic that when I do work on myself, it's good to have my dog in my lap
because
it's
cool.
Like a grounding thing. And it also like kind of opens up my heart, I guess.
Yeah. Kevin grounds the shit out of me. He's and he opens my heart. My heart explodes.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
Do you want me to read anything else or look for see if I can find anything else?
Yeah.
Or did you want to ask your medical question?
Well, I'm curious if you medically pick up on anything else.
Okay. Let me take a look and see. I got something to do with like the connection between your skull and the vertebrae in your back. And something about it being related to a song, like listening to music when you were little or growing up, you would have your head in a certain position that was kind of like hard on your neck or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I have to think on that one. Nothing's coming to mind immediately for that.
Okay.
Ovaries.
Oh,
yeah. Uterus.
Uterus.
I had a woman once come up to me after a show in Toronto and she said, I get hits on, like psychic hits on people like of medical issues and it just kind of comes randomly. I can control it, but sometimes they just come randomly. And I wanted to tell you, I got a hit for you. Do you want me to tell you what it is or would you rather not? And I was like, absolutely. Because if it resonates, great. If it doesn't, that's okay. And she said, you should get an ultrasound. I still haven't gotten one. That was last summer. But I have crazy tough periods, like vomiting. I'm done for the day. And I've had cysts burst multiple times. And I'm curious if you pick up on if that's related to anything in this current life or a past one.
Yeah. Let me take a look and see. Can I see if I can, this is such a weird, can I see if I can connect with the alien stuff?
Yeah. Do you ever have to ask me that? No, just know for the rest of our lives, you can always connect to aliens. I'm obsessed with aliens.
Okay. Let me see. Cause they might have like something to say. And sometimes if I think too much about the words,
mind comes in.
Yeah, it affects the reading and it becomes, if I'm trying to like put my own interpretation on it or I think it sounds too crazy. So I'm going to just see if I can like let them connect with them and let them in. I'm so afraid to talk. I don't know why I'm so afraid to have them talk. But I'll go ahead and I'll try.
Thank you. Yeah. Does it usually freak you out? Or is
it always scares me. Well, yeah. I mean, this is something that's like really recent. I mean, it's just been two or three weeks.
It just started one day. A lot of people discover their channelers through just meditating.
Yeah. You know, there is this guy that I was kind of into that I was talking to and I was like, oh, let me see if I can do like a reading thing. And then it wound up like we wound up talking to aliens for 30 minutes.
Cool. Did they say they were aliens?
Yeah. They told me. Well, it's like this, it's 21 different consciousnesses that are kind of fused together and they are somewhere near like the Gemini / Orion. So Rigel is a star that's near the Rigel is in Orion's belt, I think,
okay,
or somewhere around there, which is close to the Gemini constellation.
Interesting.
And that was another thing that I picked up was Romulus, which I think is a star in the Gemini constellation. So those somewhere around there,
okay,
is where,
cool,
they're projecting from. And my soul lineage is like through Rigel. So there's probably some kind of connection. And that's also what they said, was that me and this guy, we both had soul lineages from the same star.
Oh, there's the attraction.
Which is why we feel like, they said we felt like brothers. And I was like, come on.
Brothers who fuck? Hey, come on. There's all these famous examples of channeled texts throughout, you know, I'm sure there are older ones, but like, mm-hmm, Seth Speaks is one that comes to mind.
I've
and
read
then
that. Uh-huh.
The guy I interviewed for the show, Wait What, is a channeler. And I believe he was channeling, I don't know if it was Pleiadians or what, but I'm like, oh shit, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I always was super passionate and excited about aliens and super passionate about the psychic stuff and the spirituality. But now I'm finally realizing like they're one in the same, which I never thought that was the case, but like aliens are spiritual, basically.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it's like cool. I feel like this particular group, I don't know. They're funny. I feel like
I love
really
that.
Funny.
I love when I find like your team of light or your guardian, whatever, when they have senses of humor,
yeah,
I'm like, that's great. And they value sense of humor in a person. I'm like,
yeah.
Thank you.
I was having such a hard time saying the name of what they were, and they were like rum Rumpelstiltskin. It's like, really?
Yeah, you won't forget that one.
but I'm gonna try to see if they can. I'll just say the words that I got that I was afraid to say was that something like, your heart is a box that connects to your uterus.
Okay.
That's kind of where it was starting from, and I'll just see if they have anything to say through that. I just have to like release myself from my own self-consciousness.
Totally.
And let it happen.
Totally.
I'm so scared to say. I'm just going to say the stuff and it's fine. If we want to cut it, it's fine.
Yeah,
if it's
fine.
Nothing interesting.
Well, because intuition stuff, like, you know, it's super subtle, but it also feels like, am I making this up? Like, you know, so just say it. And if it resonates, great.
Okay. We'll see. And sometimes I'll just say random words that don't connect and we'll just sift through it together.
Yeah.
Because this is a new skill set that I am working on.
Oh, I'm so honored. Thank you for demonstrating it for everybody.
Thanks for letting me practice.
My pleasure.
All right. So, regulation can come in many forms. There are ways to stay hydrated. There are ways to calculate your needs. The issue is not in the reproductive organs. It has to do with your heart and your love for your self and future offspring, your interest in contributing further. Your lineage is renunciated by your image of motherhood. You can retune your understanding of relationship between mother and child with each interaction with every woman you meet. There are many opportunities to grow and develop healthy boundaries, and the development of these will ease your suffering.
Okay. It's so interesting. You channel the same way that guy channeled the Pleiadians or something. The same thing. He talks the same way. So it's very familiar to me. It might sound like silly to you or feel
like
dumb.
So crazy. Yeah.
I've seen this exact thing before.
Oh, wow.
And this Daniel Pinchback was my co-host. He's this like renowned author who's wrote so many books on afterlife, aliens, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a skeptic, but he's a super nerd. And he was the one who found this guy for us to interview, and he was very reputable, and he had the same exact...
Oh, wow.
The voice was, it was like just, the words were just coming in like sometimes drop by drop a little bit. So, yeah, it was very similar.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's really cool. for the psychic stuff, mm-hmm. I'm curious about my future. So you mentioned kids. Mm-hmm. Is that definite? Like, I really like my own outlook on children, because if I get pregnant, awesome, let's go. Like, mm-hmm. I know so much about myself, which I think would a good mother makes when you're self-actualized as much as you can be, and mm-hmm. and just trauma in general. And so I don't have like this, you know, a lot of people who grow up in traumatic environments are like, well, I don't want to do the same thing to my kid. It's like, well, I know every kid, every parent's going to fuck up their kid in some mm-hmm. way, big or small. Yeah. And because of my knowledge, I at least can have the understanding of like, if I fuck up, it's okay. We'll talk about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I do have that, but because of my ovarian issues, I'm like, I don't even know if I can get pregnant. So it's one of those things where
I don't think that you have the sense that I got both from the aliens and from my own psychic stuff. I don't think the issue has to do with your reproductive organs.
Wow.
I think it has to do more with your heart, your emotional connections to that kind of thing. Also with the parenting stuff, there's this great book called The Conscious Parent, and it talks about how our kids bring up the issues that we had with our parents and then getting.
Sure.
So it's kind of interesting. Like sometimes kids will react to us in a way that's similar to how our parents reacted to us. And then that triggers these cycles. So, yeah. So it's really interesting to look at. Like I found it really helpful to look at.
That would make sense, because my mom has a lot of childlike reaction, a lot of emotionally immature reaction. So that would make make sense. I am curious, like, if I'm going to have a family, and then also career stuff. I got high, lofty goals, and I have a desire to reach more and more people. And I always check my ego with that, because I'm like, is this an ego thing? But it's not, because I've interrogated it a bunch.
Yeah.
And it's helpful for people, not for everybody, but the people that it is helpful for. That's the most rewarding thing in the world, is if you could be funny, if you could be poignant, and if you could be curious, and then that in turn causes other people to be introspective.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, that's the most beautiful domino effect I could have on this planet.
That is beautiful.
So I have these lofty goals of like, I'm talking about international sold out tour, whether it's stand up or speaking. I have a couple projects that I'm working on that I really would like if they went somewhere. But, you know, I've been in this industry for a long time, so I understand, you know, the heartache of it not working out. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But I also have so many passions and interests that I'm not sure what to focus on sometimes. So I'm curious if anything comes up for you for career stuff.
Well, I will say the type of psychic stuff that I do is I read past memories. I read like emotional stuff, and sometimes I'll read like potential things. But I can't read the future because is not, you have free will.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like totally.
And the thought that came to my mind with everything that you said is, are you imagining yourself in these spaces?
All
are you like, you know, all the manifestations?
Walking
stuff.
On stage, get the flight, packing for the trip to Australia, like all the time.
Oh, perfect.
And I try not to obsess over it and just, you know, imagine myself in these positions that I want to be in a balanced way, because I understand that like a lot of people use spirituality manifestation as like a band-aid or to focus on, to keep the focus off of the things I need to focus on. So I try to be balanced with that, if that makes sense.
Sure. I mean, I don't have any, I did not pick up on anything negative about you or anything. You know what I mean? I do feel like you have a really strong, just even like listening to your voice, not even from a psychic, but you have like such a great made for radio voice.
Thank you.
But yeah, I can check and see if there's anything else that I could pick up on in terms of what might be good to focus on for right now or anything like that.
Okay. You know,
in terms of, I can just.
Any tips and tricks? I'm open for them.
Sure. Let me see if I can pick up on anything. Can I see if the aliens want to talk to you?
Hell yeah. they're always welcome.
All right. Let's see if they have anything to say. Buoyancy comes naturally. There is a positive outlook on all things. Your intention is aligned with practice in the areas that are most important to begin with. There are several things you can do to improve your s- s- You're starting to write with more ingenuity. There are things to practice. Your embodiment of words, your alignment of the language with the feelings that you evoke, your whole body should embrace each word. Your practice every morning should help with this alignment. You have this is so funny to me.
Let's go.
You have good breakfasts.
I do have great I mean, I really do.
I don't know why.
I'm talking mushrooms, eggs, avocado, tahini, sesame seeds. Yeah. I fuck up a breakfast.
That is so hilarious to me. Because I like
fucking breakfast is my favorite meal of the day, but and it's always my like biggest.
That's part of the practice. Of okay, the alignment of your words and your actions.
And I love
cooking
it.
Oh yeah,
cool. Okay. In terms of going back in the past, there was two psychics told me. Well, one was a psychic, and one was a Akashic Records reader who was just new to the reading Akashic Records, and they both told me that there were two sexual assault incidences in my childhood. And I had a hypnotherapy session to uncover. The Akashic Records woman told me, you're going to uncover three memories in this. You should have hypnotherapy. You're going to uncover three memories. And I did. But I'll never know if they're accurate or not. I was able to kind of experience the memory without any emotional involvement, which is awesome. Sexual assault is a topic that unfortunately I'm super comfortable talking about because I've heard from people for 10 years about this topic, especially sexual assault of the child, which is just brutal, but I'm super comfortable in that space. So I had this hypnotherapy session and I relived these two memories. One, I was very, very young. The other one, I was also very young. But I'm curious if you pick up on them. Like, are they still...
I pick up that they're not, that's not true.
Okay.
So, I mean,
and I'll never know. So.
So interesting. In my body, I just feel this really strongly. Like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Can I see if the aliens have something to say about
sure.
it?
Sure.
I feel like they want.
Of course you can, Kate.
Impart something. Let me see if I can. The history is not as important as the present. The actions you take each day are what can inform your progress. You don't need to look back at too much anymore. There's a lot that has been resolved, and the emphasis, your time should be spent on projects that interest you right now. There isn't too much to gain from looking back, and that is specific to you, not to all people, but you have done the work and you are ready for a different kind of work.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's great. That's fantastic. That's great. I also really, I want to be a medium. It's so bad. I don't know why. It's just a pull. And I know enough to know that if I have a pull towards something and it doesn't harm me or anybody else, I'm going to honor it.
Yeah.
Is that something that's like worth pursuing?
Yeah, of course. I think everybody can develop it.
Yeah.
100%. So you can start with, there's so many things you can do. You can start with just seeing if you can predict things. Like if you hear a ding on your phone, see if you can guess who it is before you look at it.
Yeah.
If somebody knocks on the door, see if you can guess who it is before you open the door. So just see if you can do little, if you're at a, I mean, I don't know if you do mics, but if you're at a bucket mic, see if you can predict when your name is going to be pulled.
Right.
See if you can kind of listen to that. There are different ways of channeling. I have like different forms because of my this is, again, I sometimes feel a little funny talking about it, but I have different soul lineages, right? So have you heard of like reptilian stuff?
I have.
Yeah.
So is that like, a good, is that
it's always good or bad? Or is like a negative thing. It's not good like or bad.
Lizard people. I call Mark Zuckerberg like a lizard person. No offense, reptilians, if you're good.
Yeah. There's like a little reptilian in me.
Nice.
And it's basically, it's just, it's very simple. So the reptilian side of me, I feel in my right side when something is a yes, and I feel on my left side when something is a no.
Well, that's
so
for very example, clear.
When you were talking about the childhood trauma, I just got the no sense.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's that you didn't have that trauma or if it's like there's like what they said. Like
barking up a tree that doesn't matter.
There's no reason to look back there because it's not, that's not the thing that's impacting you right now.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting to think about.
Like when I had that hypnotherapy session, I was like, okay. You know, I wasn't, but it did make an impression on me that I had zero emotional ties to the information that came up. I was like, I don't feel anything. So right. I don't feel this is a yes or even a no. I'm just like, I can't tell if I made this up.
Yeah. And I've seen things in other people before where I can see like the space where they were traumatized or like I've had things where I'll describe an alley and someone's like, that's the alley where I got molested. Or,
right.
Or I've also seen things where I can see like a very, it's like I see the uterus in a, like cross section. I can see fibroids in the uterus.
Ooh.
I don't pick up on that stuff with you. I don't even feel like it's like a sexual thing. When I talk about your heart, it's not even in terms of. That's what's so interesting to me. It's not in a romantic context even.
It's probably my mother broke my heart. My parents broke my heart, which is a big one.
Yeah. And I think it has to do with like what they were talking about, like the female relationships and, and really exploring that stuff. I think, just like looking at what are the things that come up. So then there's a lot of stuff you can do for if you want to pursue the medium stuff. Barbara Brennan.
Okay.
Barbara Brennan is a writer. She was a NASA employee who also could see stuff. And so she has these highly illustrated books. And she has two books that I've looked at. I forget what the second book is. Hands of Light is the first one. And that would be the one to start with. And that's just like an instructional manual. Like it's like that's what I used as a textbook when I was apprenticing with the medium that I was working with.
Cool.
Because it'll kind of break it down for you. And then reading things like Seth Speaks, which you've already done.
Yeah, I've read that. It's a great book. Great book.
Yeah. There are some components of it that are a little bit anti-Islam.
Oh, really?
Which I didn't realize until I had an ex-girlfriend who was, her family was from, which she was Muslim. And so I remember reading, she like flipped it open to some part and she read something and she was like, what the fuck? And
I
felt so bad because I didn't
know about that.
When I had read it, I didn't register it. And I felt so guilty about,
you didn't see it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just didn't even realize that this was, it is kind of like a messed up thing.
But anyway. Okay, so I'll get that fucking book.
But yeah, there's the Barbara Brennan thing. And then there's like all kinds of things to do in terms of healing yourself to do that kind of integrative stuff so that you can start to see more clearly, which is like have you done like reparenting work or like inner child dialogue?
I've had a lot of super intense, powerful moments of like, I had a year of scream crying, but leading up to that year was also just severe depression, but I was really good at hiding it and like shoving it down. In those moments, I would do child work and I would close my eyes and I would see young me at whatever age at the time was popping up. And there's so many moments where I would see young me and I felt viscerally scared. She's shaking. She's in like a dog cage that's too small for her, getting poked with a fire iron. That's the feeling that I got. And that accurately describes a lot of feelings I had in my childhood. Yeah. And so I would hug her and it was just this crazy emotional release. Mm-hmm. I had this one guy I was seeing, I saw him for cranial sacral therapy, where they just kind of gently manipulate your skull bones and just like hold you for like 20 minutes at a time. And I had a session with him after I did ayahuasca, which the ayahuasca ceremony wasn't like, it was just, I felt like I was a little stoned and it was fun. Like there was nothing profound that came out of it, but it was enjoyable. I was very curious. But after that, I had a session with this guy to kind of as integration. he did the cranial sacral stuff and he goes, hey, do you do inner child work? I'm like, uh-huh. And he's like, all right, you got this. Okay. So we're going to do inner child work and we went immediately back to the scene in my childhood, my old house in Virginia, mm-hmm. where my mom was brushing my hair is something she would do a lot. My hair is super curly mm-hmm. and she would take her anger out on my scalp and she would like really yank it and it would hurt and I would cry. And then she would get mad that I was crying. So that was that feeling of like, damned if I do, damned if I don't. Yeah. As a child, you can't comprehend that yet emotionally. So but he goes, if there's anything, what would young Christina want to say to her mommy right now? And I was like, you're mean and you can't come near. I would get choked up talking about it.
Oh yeah.
But I was like, you're mean and you scare me and you're not allowed near me. And I was mm-hmm. so assertive, but calm and graceful. Mm-hmm. And I was like witnessing myself saying all this shit on the massage table. And I was, I cried. I cried so hard. It was such a great release. So inner child work has been my companion and I know when I need to do it and mm-hmm. when it's something else, you know?
Yeah.
So
there's that thing. Have you done that thing where you draw the line down the page and you write on either side of it? Where you mm-mm. do your. So on the right side is your inner parent. On the right. On the left side is your inner parent. On the right side is your inner child. And you dialogue with yourself.
Ooh.
And it's really, if you are really honest with it, it's so interesting to be like, I have so many things where I'm like, hey, inner child, how's it going? And my inner child is like, stop.
Oh, like, yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, I love you so much. My inner child will be like, well, you're stuck with me. You know?
Yeah. But that's, you know, that makes sense that that's the voices that you got. Yeah.
And then you start to have this dialogue where it gets really interesting. I feel like it made me a much more compassionate person.
Yeah.
Because sometimes as an inner parent, I would say things. I was like, this is a nice thing to say. And my inner child would be like, you know, I think that you're actually just trying to say nice things and you're not actually listening to me or getting at the heart of the issue here.
Yeah.
And so it's like
Wow. Way to nail it, kid. Yeah. Inner child work is really powerful.
Can I take a look and see if there's any more? I just got the sense while you were talking a little bit about like possible realignments. And let me just see if I can find anything.
Let's go, baby.
I'm just checking. Could I do like a Healy thing with you?
Of course.
Okay.
You mean to do anything.
Can I do, is it okay if I play music on my phone?
Sure.
Okay. It might sound kind of tinny.
We can hook it up to the Bluetooth.
If you want.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
That'd be better.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a Rodecaster Pro 2.
Okay. Oh, wait, what am I doing? Oh, I think I do have to do this, actually. To the Bluetooth. What's it called again?
Rodecaster Pro 2.
Rodecaster. Oh, with the what is the thing that goes through the line?
It's not a glockenspiel. I don't know why I want to say that. The glugenschlugen.
Let's see. Let me make sure it's on do not disturb. Can you imagine if like Instagram DMs start coming through? Okay. Let's see. This is like a 6-minute meditation just to kind of get us into the space. So just
love it,
as relaxed as you can.
Okay.
And close your eyes. I might sing as well.
Go for it.
All right. So just go ahead and sit comfortably. You can put both hands on your lap or you can put one hand on your tummy, one hand on your heart, whatever feels most comfortable to you. And with the eyes closed, gently raise the eyes within their orbits to the center between the eyebrows. And scan the phase of life that you are in. And I'm going to sing a little bit. Still closed, gently begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, bringing life back into the body, bringing your awareness back into the room around you. And gently float the eyes open.
Damn. I could take a nap for like 8 hours. That was so relaxing.
Oh, good.
Thank you for doing that.
It was cool. Can I tell you the stuff that I saw when
Please.
I was doing it?
Yeah.
So, like, I actually, it kind of made me a little emotional. I brought you to this place, right? With all, I don't really do Healy stuff. I just have guides that do it kind of with me, I
through
guess.
You or
yeah. It's not really me. But you have, I think there is this being that was like all filled with gold and like this really tall being that I think you're connected to. I think it's like, that's your, I don't know. Like, you know, you have different, we all have different beings that we're connected to.
And yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was like this gold sparkling being, and it just was like, I guess, working on you, like doing cool. The healing stuff. Yeah. And then I saw, so it's interesting. I have like a song that I usually sing to this that I started in, and it felt kind of tough to get into. And then that thing where I went really high with my voice.
Yeah.
So first of all, very difficult for me to do. I haven't
been
like
beautiful.
Practicing.
So my boyfriend's a singer, and I'm like, God, your beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
The keys, everything.
Thank you. But it was, there's like this. It was so interesting. So there, I'm trying to remember everything that I saw in your system. There is, I was like, oh, that's the stuff in the uterus. I did see a little bit of stuff, and it was grief. But it's like, it's kind of solidified grief. So grief, when it's fresh, is like liquid. And I've seen it where it looks like a bathtub, and I've seen it where it looks like an ocean. The Whoa. Bathtub was somebody whose boyfriend had cheated on her, which she was with him for like 5 years, and he had cheated on her for the last two. And
oh,
they were raising a child together.
Oh,
and this child
Jesus.
Was, yeah. So she was like a bathtub of grief. And then I had another woman that I read whose husband of 40 years had died over the course of 2 years, very slowly and horribly of like, cancer. And so she was like an ocean of grief. And that's like liquid. But yours is like this charcoal. It's like this, it's old. It's not like a fresh grief. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the thing that I think is sitting in your uterus.
Yeah. Yeah, because it feels like I'll get these sensations, like I'll get cramping randomly, like not related to periods, that it feels stuck. It feels like my organs and my uterus and my abdominal wall. It's just like sticking together.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. And there was, well, I got one surgery, microscopic surgery, because GYN thought I had a bunch of cysts, and she went in to see, they were all gone. So they all evaporated or they burst or whatever.
I think it's an energetic thing. I think it's like an emotional energetic thing.
Yeah.
Which when it's that solid, it can start to manifest in physical symptoms, because it's like, you know, sometimes the emotional stuff can lead to physical stuff. But so I would try to remedy it with like energetic solutions, emotional solutions, even just like thinking back, like trying to think back. I think that it has something to do with like maternal stuff, like mother stuff.
Oh yeah.
And just finding ways to like heal yourself as a child, give yourself love as a kid.
I also feel the responsibility of healing my mother and my grandmother, my biological grandmother, who was very mentally ill. My mom was pretty mentally ill, but if I look at my childhood and then I look at my mom's childhood of everything I know about it, hers was worse. Hers was far worse. So she's been through a lot of shit, and she doesn't have the emotional capacity or refuse. I don't know what it is, if there's consciousness in her or not with this choice, but to heal herself or to do the work on herself or to go inside herself, because she has so much pain. And I could, now doing all the work I've done on myself, I see her and I go, okay, of course you're like this. Of course your body, of course you have tremors and vocal cord tremors, and your body's a little falling apart in a way because you've been through so much and you don't know how to address it. So I do feel like I'm like that year of scream crying. It felt like I was doing it for my mom, for me, and for her mom who died of suicide.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I learned my biological father had, you know, that he's not here anymore, but he had similar like issues. So I'm like, wow, I didn't know I was a sperm donor baby until a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
There's more that I saw. Can I?
Oh, yes, please.
So then I like brought you up to this space. Like I brought you up to this healing kind of space. I first like kind of swaddled you like a baby. I don't know if you kind of felt that.
I felt very comforted.
Okay.
Just like, oh, this is great. This is like fucking, this is great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did something that like kind of connected our energies, and then I brought you up to this, this space. And then do we have to go?
Oh, no. Okay. We'll just wrap up shortly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just shut off the, hold on.
The video?
No, just, I think the TV just got unplugged.
Oh, okay. You can keep going. Yeah.
Okay. But so, So then I brought you to that healing place, and that's where I saw that, like, that crystally gold being that was, ooh. I think that's connected to your creative work. So I think, like, I kind of
that more, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you can, yeah. you can check them out. Just like, be like, yeah. hey, can you, you know, ask to connect with them before you go on stage, ask to connect ooh. With them before you start writing, and just see if you can kind of have him assisting you.
Okay. That's a great idea.
I have a creative being that I'm connected with, and he said that when I sing, he has these two angels that come from the angelic realm and yeah. like help me with the singing.
Oh, that's great.
Which is so sweet.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So when I went really high up like that, it was like there's almost like this sheet of plastic. So first of all, you're very connected with like collective consciousness and stuff like that. You have a great, that crown chakra is really open in a really beautiful way. And I can see why you would have this vision of connecting with lots of people and, you know, cause it's part of your, it's your energy signature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just felt like there was like this little bit of plastic or something. There's like this thing you're bumping up against.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a clear plastic thing. So when I was singing up that high, it was like I was trying to peel off almost okay. like a sticker.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
get that plastic out of the way so that you can really like find your.
Oh, cool. Full Were you expression. Able to peel it or should I work on that? Should I?
I mean, I don't get the I feel like you might need to work with somebody about, with because like, okay. I don't know if that's something that you can peel off yourself, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And I definitely feel like it did something. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel definitely a little cellularly different, like
oh,
just
cool.
subtly, but mm-hmm. I'm super in tune to that. Once I figured out intuition is super subtle, I'm like, oh, hey, yeah. I really try to tune into the subtle sensations that I have. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
You have a beautiful gift and it's so exciting to meet people that are comfortable sharing it. I really appreciate it because I'm like, man, if I had any of these things, I'd be on fuck. I'd be like, someone film me and I'll read you. Like, so it's great. A lot of people that I encounter, they're like a little shy with it and I forget the world is a bunch of, you know, logic abiding people. So, yeah. And the brain, when the brain doesn't understand something, it's like, well, I need to understand this. So I'm just going to make sure, I'm just going to say you're a fraud or all this shit that can get thrown at people that have these abilities. So right. I really appreciate you opening up to my audience and to me.
Thanks.
And yeah. Where do we want to promote anything? Or where can we find you online?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'll do a little promotion. Follow me on Instagram, Katie Blunt Comedy. And then I'm going to be co-producing a show with Erica Rhodes in Los
Yay.
Angeles.
Oh, I love Erica. She's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it at the Hotel Cafe on August 4th. So if anyone's cool. in LA and wants to come check that out, I might do some of this stuff on stage.
Cool.
I'm playing with the idea of you know, doing the alien talk.
I mean, LA is the place to do it. LA is yeah. a bunch of freaks in the best way.
yeah. yeah. So we'll see. I'm going to be driving across the country and I'm going to hit up, DC, Nashville, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and LA. So,
oh, fuck yeah.
See me wherever.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Katie, so much.
Thank you for having me.
Follow her, go see her around the country, and I'll talk to you guys next Monday.